fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 8th day of February. The prepper tip of the day is to learn to identify, collect, and use wild edibles and herbs. This is a skill that takes a while to develop. There may be an expert in your area. Every area has different wild edibles, different wild herbs. We've held classes here every year with our local preparedness group for probably 10 plus years. We had a class every year with an expert that would take us on a walk through an area, a wooded area, to identify, collect, and make use of wild edibles and herbs. If you're going to get any books, make sure you only get books with full color plates, full color photographs. Do not get the less expensive books with black and white drawings, black and white photographs. You could end up literally making a very fatal mistake by not getting a good quality book that has full color plates to correctly identify wild edibles and herbs. All right, we're going to have open lines this hour. The call number is 512-248-8252, and talk about the events of the day. I saw a notice earlier today from Hal Turner, and this is pretty scary stuff. Let's see if I can find it real quick here. I did forward it, and we'll have it here momentarily as soon as everything works out the way it should. Hal Turner has been doing a great job reporting on current events. And also something we heard recently with Tucker Carlson, I believe, and others, is that Russia and United States, Russia and Zelensky were preparing to have negotiations to end the conflict, and the United States and the Western powers stopped it. And that comes from an intelligence asset in Israel. Here we go. This is from Hal Turner, and here's what he was told. A contact in the United States Air Force told me this afternoon, a four-star general came in today and personally told all of us, that would be people in the Air Force active duty, Make sure your last will and testaments are up to date. Get all your equipment ready. China/Taiwan is a go within the next 6 months and may involve our West Coast. And then Hal Turner says more information if he gets it. So apparently this four-star general walked into an office of active-duty Air Force personnel and told them that. Will this happen? I don't know. Could it happen? Of course it could. Of course it could. I had a discussion with my brother a couple of times. He says, John, China is our biggest trading partner. Why would they do anything to upset the balance of trade between these two countries, United States and China? And I said to my brother, you're thinking like an American. And as long as you continue to think like American, you will think that this is not possible. You're not thinking like a Chinese general. You're not thinking like the Chinese Politburo. Not at all. Because their way of thinking is entirely different than our way of thinking. Asians in general have a different way of thinking than Westerners in general. This goes to the Russians as well. Now, the leadership of Russia has many ethnic groups, of course. The ones in charge are Caucasian. But the Caucasian Russians in charge of Russia, they think like Asians. That's something that is unknown to most Americans. But that's reality. And unless you get that foundational understanding that Russians think like Asians and Asians don't think like Westerners, you're hopelessly lost in trying to evaluate what's going on. I recall I was out of the Army from 1970. I went back in the Army Reserves in 1979, and I was back in Special Forces on an A-team. Great guys, great experience. Then I went back into my outfit I was with in Vietnam, the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion. I was one of the very few combat veterans in the outfit at that time. And I took it upon myself to make photocopies of one of the different editions or different editions of The Art of War, written by General Sun Tzu. It's a book older than the Christian Bible, by the way. And I made photocopies for the officers and the senior enlisted, and most of them were not aware of the book. I think our commander may have been. I'm not positive. But they were grateful to get it because The Art of War is mandatory reading in all military academies worldwide that I'm aware of. And, of course, the Chinese are great students of Sun Tzu. The Russians are great students of Sun Tzu. And I would encourage all our listeners to read the book titled The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. It's different editions with different translations. Most of them are pretty similar. Some have commentary, some don't. And it's usually found not in the war section of bookstores, but in the business book section. Because many business schools have the Art of War as mandatory reading for their students as well. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
John, how are you this morning?
Fantastic. How about yourself, sir?
Well, I'm doing very good. Much better now that we're safe from the balloon, you know. I just wanted to make a comment on a couple of things here. I just listened to this guy who was the head of Moderna clip from the World Economic Forum, and it's kind of hard to make out exactly what he said, but here's what he said. And he said that over the entire time of 2019, Moderna produced 100,000 vaccines, okay? And then he said he went to his production manager and said, how do we make a billion vaccines? And the production manager looked at him and said, what? And he said, yeah, there's going to be a pandemic.
Right.
So he knew before the pandemic, there was going to be a pandemic, and he was already trying to get his production managers to get on board with this.
Right.
You know?
Right, of course. Well, yeah. Yes, well, that reminds me of a show I did. I had a Sunday show at Republic Broadcasting last Sunday of June, 2008. I don't know if the archive's still available or not, but I told all my listeners, sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September this year because of the soon-to-happen worldwide crash of stock and bond market. So one of the things that fascinated me about military intelligence as a 19-year-old is knowing about things before they happen. That's the job of military intelligence. And obviously, to know about a pandemic before it happens, it has to be a structured, fabricated event, not something that happens from a meat market in China, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this guy, he has no magic ball, and he's not going to prepare his manufacturers to ramp up production to that level unless, you know, on a whim, right? You know, I mean, that's not the way businessmen do operate. They just don't. So they knew something. They knew it was coming.
Of course they did.
They knew what was going on.
Well,
yeah,
I assume.
Absolutely.
Well, I have a source. There's a cutout between me and the source. A cutout, who's the healthcare professional, says this source, this woman works for either Moderna or Pfizer, and that those companies, the company she worked for at least, was working on the COVID-19 vaccine for 6 years before it was released. Not 6 or 9 months, but 6 years. And how can you work on a vaccine for something that doesn't exist?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can't. Anyway, that's kind of like all I wanted to say. I think that we're the last bunch of callers there touched on a lot of interesting subjects. I'd like to look up that thing on the prophecy myself. So I hope he posts that. I'm always interested in that type of stuff myself.
Right. That's always fascinating. There's the Hopi prophecies. There's the lots of things out there. Dimitri Dudeman, I met Dimitri when he did a St. Louis speaking engagement in St. Louis. There's a lot of commonality between these various prophecies, in case you're not aware of it, Charlie.
No, I'm not really. I've looked into a lot of them, but I'm not aware of the commonalities of them. I know that a lot of, right. I know Dimitri Dudeman, didn't he say we'd be at war with Russia?
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the prophecy of George Washington as well. So.
Well, this woman that he was talking about. The prophecy of George Washington. Yeah, please go ahead. I want to hear about that one. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to give it out. I don't have it here in front of me, but it roughly parallels Dimitri Dudeman's, quite frankly.
Yeah, I've heard about that. But the woman was talking about the prophecy that Dave was talking about. The woman was talking about water coming onto the United States.
Right.
We know Russia has this submarine that's docked somewhere out in the off our coast right now that has this weapon that can cavitate and create tsunamis.
Right. Yep, yeah. They got some fantastic weapons that they've developed. You're right.
Yeah, so we need to need to turn back to Jesus Christ and follow our Lord. You know, we really need to do that. We need to stop the things that we do in this country, which are condemning our country and our people as we speak. You know?
Well, we know what needs to be done, but the odds of that happening in time nationwide are pretty slim to none. Anything else, Charlie?
No, sir. That's all. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. Our next caller is Tony in Florida. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Moore. Regarding the prophecy, that person's name is Celestial. I found her through Steve Quayle actually posted something on her years ago. The website is called themastersvoiceblog.com. I say again, themastersvoiceblog.com. I've been looking at her and studying some of her stuff. She started putting this stuff out, John, around 2016, 2017. in early 2019. And a lot of the things that she has was given, the information that she was given, has become accurate regarding the clot shot. It's very accurate regarding the clot shot. She describes the myocarditis. She describes the advanced aging that's happened. You know, people are dying really from organs that have aged, according to some research that I've read. And then she describes the behavioral developments. People train, you know, having encephalitis, becoming, quote, zombie-like. And then I called in earlier, there was another that was confirmed, actually, by Dr. Sanjay Bhakti and Naomi Wolf. But she has extensive information. One of the most frightening things is she details the invasion of America. John, it's just like she's reading verbatim the secret speech of General Shi Ho-shin. And this person claims to not have any type of geopolitical access. But then again, she called the union of Russia and China in 2019. In 2019, people thought that was a joke. She accurately called it. One of the things that I've been looking for, she had another series regarding the Biden administration. So this is kind of a tell. This is something people can look for. She specifically says that Biden will not continue the presidency, but the Kamala Harris will be the president. She received a prophecy in 2020 that Harris actually was the president. And she says that the real power behind the White House is Barack Obama. That one of the things she says in 2024, that there will be some type of calamity with Mr. Biden, that he will resign for the good of the party, and that she will be installed. And according to the word that she received of the Lord, she will be, quote, the first face of the new world order in America. So
Tony, before you get away, the mastersvoice.com is not an active website. If you can do some research and get the correct one and get back to us, that would be good.
It's called the mastersvoiceblog.com.
Oh, the Master's Voice blog. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
The Master's Voice blog. There's also, she has a YouTube channel. She has a BitChute channel, Rumble. All the stuff regarding the vaccine can be found in Rumble and BitChute. YouTube will not touch it. I would encourage everybody to go look at it. Of course, pray. Take all this stuff to the Lord. Let the Lord speak to you. And I do believe, Mr. Ward, I'm going to go. I've been long-winded, but I've been very excited about the callers. Let the Lord speak to you, because in these times, I like the way you use the word remnant, because we are the remnant. I'm a pure blood remnant. My children are pure blood. We're going into an age, John, where, as you said earlier, things are changing. It's not for the good. So I appreciate your time. Let me talk, and I enjoy your show. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I want to encourage everybody to don't spend too much time getting into these nuances. Spend enough time to convince yourself of what's coming. That's what you need to do. After that, it's more productive, especially during normal working hours, from sun up until sundown, to be doing things that will help you and your family be safe. And looks like we have my neighbor, my friend, Linda, who lives right down the road from me. Good morning, Linda. Morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
There you are. Well, Linda, welcome aboard. Linda, you and your husband own the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road, listed at my website for sale. A high-end, when I say high-end, you have an international clientele as well as a nationwide clientele. And we'll continue our discussion after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have with us my neighbor, Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. It's advertised nowhere else. The only advertising taking place is at my website, because the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road is right down the street from Linda and her husband's home, and they want to make sure that they get conservative Christians to live there instead of some of the alternatives, which may not be very pleasant. Right, Linda?
That's right. There's so many people that are moving into this area, and hopefully they'll all not bring their politics with them, but we just want to make sure that whoever lives there is like-minded.
Absolutely. Well, we've had quite a few. I found out recently that the son of G. Edward Griffin moved to the Ozarks. He's not one of our neighbors, probably about a two-hour drive away, as a direct consequence of listening to my show. I really don't know how many people have moved to the Ozarks as a consequence of my show, but it's dozens that have done so. And the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road is a place that could continue as a bed and breakfast if a person wanted to have a little side business. It's very tastefully decorated, and the decorations and furniture is all negotiable as well, isn't it, Linda?
Yes, yes it is. You know, we sure don't have any room for them, so that would save us from having to, you know, find a place for them.
Well, you and your husband had a sale recently, and it took up the entire grounds of the American Legion to get everything displayed, and it was quite an event. And we opened up the American Legion to have snacks and lunch available for people. But the Log Lodge has radiant heat, which is the healthiest and best type of heat. The ceiling in the main living room there is 30 feet. Where how tall was that Christmas tree that was in there?
That was a 12-foot tall Christmas tree, and it just didn't look like a very large tree at all.
No, not at all. And there's photographs. We got all the photographs posted at my website. If a person likes what they see, there's videos as well that will be available for a person, isn't there?
Yes, yes. We have videos, and we even have some drone videos from overhead, so you can see exactly how the home and the ground lays, how close the huzo is to the home, and all the beautiful forests surrounding it.
Well, the huzo is a small river that has a great flow and is popular with locals to go down and cool off in the summertime and go fishing as well, go canoeing. It's a very popular small river, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's perfect, especially for families. It's not a dangerous river. It's great for children. And, yeah, people just have a ball on the huzo. It's a beautiful, crystal clear creek.
That's right. That's right. And you have a clientele, international clientele, families from Europe and from Asia that could vacation in the French Riviera. They could vacation in Las Vegas. They could vacation in Florida. And they pick the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. And they come back, some of these families, on a yearly basis, don't they?
They do, yes. Some of them more than once a year. Yeah, they just love the seclusion. They love the home. It's just a nice private home. It's big enough for a large family, but small enough to where you don't, you know, feel like you're at a resort. It's just got an awesome, awesome feel to it.
And it's kept in pristine condition. If you're traveling from 12 time zones away, which would be Japan, you expect an absolute pristine environment, not a speck of dust or a spider web anywhere, and that's what people get, isn't it?
It is, yes. We pride on keeping the house just immaculate.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a home that's been featured in Better Homes and Gardens, that has the National Forest right next to it, where you can never, ever have close by neighbors, that's simply not possible. And be in my neighborhood and be part of our community, you need to check out the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road at my website. If you like what you see, get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with Linda. She can send you videos and set up a viewing, can't you, Linda?
That'd be wonderful.
Okay.
We look forward to it.
Well, Linda, thank you very much. We appreciate the call. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Also, on our website is a very nice home in Bismarck, Missouri, about a 40-minute drive from my home here. It has 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, a kitchen, a double lot, and a lovely little community of Bismarck, Missouri, 1,600 people. It's undergoing a renaissance, new shops and restaurants in the downtown area. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right. That clip was Matt Damon playing the role of Carroll Shelby in the film Ford versus Ferrari. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Things there that you've seen for years, new things. We have an event coming up. It's going to be posted at my website probably before the end of the week. It will be the John Moore Ozark Symposium. It will be a week with myself at the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri, celebrating its 100th anniversary. It, quite frankly, it hasn't changed very much in 100 years. It's high on a bluff overlooking the river. It is a beautiful place, an elegant place, and the price includes the room, breakfast, and dinner, We're going to have the participants will be my live audience Monday through Thursday. We'll have dinner together every evening. It'll be a great event, and we'll get those details posted at my website probably before the end of the week. My friend Betsy Murphy is an event planner. She'll be taking the reservations, and the reservations have to be made by the last day of May. So I'm looking forward to getting that going here and having a lot of fun with that. It'll be basically duplicate what I did with my Caribbean cruise in January 2020 when this whole COVID make-believe pandemic got started. At my website, you'll find information that will help you, educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad. There's a lot there. There really is. Fun stuff and serious stuff. The humor section, I haven't talked about the humor section for a while. There's a movie that was done decades ago. Let's see if Lloyd Bridges, 30 years ago, played the role of the President of the United States. And it's almost like a glimpse into the future, what Lloyd Bridges did 30 years ago. It's a hoot. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, the photographs of the two Joe Bidens, the right ear of both of them, the real Joe Biden with the dangling earlobe and the fake Joe Biden with the attached earlobe. And the beginning of the State of the Union. I want to see which Joe Biden it was, which one's giving the speech to the world. It was the fake Joe Biden. And you can see for yourself, the Joe Biden with the attached earlobe was the one giving the speech, not the real Joe Biden. Too much at risk to allow the real Joe Biden to stumble and bumble in front of the entire planet giving the State of the Union. So they didn't let that happen. Products at my website that will help you achieve your goals, have health and wellness, be pain-free. If you have arthritis pain, the Energy Cleaner will help you. Are you doubting Thomas? You should be. That's why I offer something your medical professional is highly unlikely to offer. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I can do that. That's for me to you personally. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. If you already have an Energy Cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're warm, cozy, and elegant, only $85 shipping included. They allow you to make better use of your Energy Cleaner. You can use them on your bed, your recliner, your car seat, and your work chair to get the most use out of your Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. Of course, you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day to place your order. It's 800-592-9543. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. The reason I play that Matt Damon clip from the movie Ford versus Ferrari is because it really touches my heart as to who I was as a young man. I grew up with a fascination for British sports cars. By the time I was 18, I was able to buy one. My first automobile was a Triumph TR3, which when it was new, only 7 years before, was the 10th fastest production car on the planet. Luckily, my parents didn't know that. They were just grateful that little Johnny was getting a car they couldn't make a girl pregnant in because it's simply too small to make a girl pregnant in. And they were happy that I chose this car. And I knew nothing about automobile maintenance or repairs when I bought the automobile. I bought a maintenance manual to go, a repair manual to go with it. My grandfather gifted me a complete tool set. And I didn't even know the name of some of these parts. I could tell when something was broken. I'd look up the name of the part and go to the auto parts store, the specialized auto parts store, and get the part and replace it. I recall my Christmas break. This is my senior year in high school. I was working 12 hours a day on the Triumph. That was my entire Christmas break in an unheated garage in Imperial, Missouri. And my dad came out about the second day. I had this thing all apart. He looked at it, and he looked at me, and he says, "You'll never get this back together." And I said, "We'll see." And, of course, I did. By the time Christmas break was over, I replaced the floorboards. Had completely rusted out. Replaced the floorboards. Had changed, rebuilt the carburetors with tiny little parts in that unheated garage. And worked on the electrical system, worked on the brakes, and the car was back in good running condition in time for the end of Christmas break. We got a caller here. Looks like Rob in Illinois. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, John. Hey, it's always cool hearing about the old British cars. I know you're a fan of them. So you're familiar with, they have their own bolts, the British standard threads. And
Yes.
They're a little tricky to work on, but once you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing. My next-door neighbor, as a youth, he did import cars like that, all imports, the fancier British cars and German cars, and it was interesting seeing all the design and good engineering. Anyhow, that wasn't why I called, but one of the topics. Say, I know you dabble with the real estate on your website, and me and my wife are going to come down that way, and I want to set up a time with you in the right near future, probably in March, to come down and maybe look at a place or two for
Absolutely.
Later on down the road when I read.
Well, the three of us can have lunch, and I'll introduce you to the realtors. I'm not a realtor. I do advertising.
Oh, okay.
But I'll introduce you to the realtor, and we'll have a great lunch, and they will take you to any parcel listed on my website you'd like to see. And if you want to see the log lodge, right?
Well, the log lodge would be a little out of out of our range. It's just two people, but
well,
I don't want to get into a new business.
Two or three siblings might get together for the three families to have a very nice vacation place. It is a bit pricey for a lot of people, but that'd be fun. We'll look forward to it. Rob, give me plenty of notice so I can be sure and get the schedule done.
I will. And one last question was, what was the date? I missed your date of your 100th anniversary at that park.
Of the Wildwood Lodge?
Wildwood Lodge, yes.
Right. This is the 100th anniversary this year, 2023. Right.
Right. You mentioned that, but what are the dates that you're going to have your festivities?
Oh, the dates.
That week?
I didn't mention the dates. Yeah, it'll be... Oh, let me get my calendar out here and get those dates for you here. It's the first week of August.
So it's a little ways down the road.
We need some. An event of this kind takes a while to get organized. So my guests arrive. Right, Sunday.
Okay.
Arrive Sunday the 30th of July, and then we begin the event Monday morning, the 31st of July, and go until Thursday, the 3rd of August.
Okay. I was curious. I didn't catch the date, so I thought I'd
call
and ask.
That's why I didn't catch it,
because
I didn't give them.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay, I thought I just wasn't listening good enough, but okay, you weren't throwing it out at me. So anyhow, I appreciate your time on the phone, and maybe we'll get together before then, too, but
look forward
to it. Okay. Good talking to
Fantastic.
You. Have a great day, and thanks for the show. Bye now.
Thanks, Rob. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Yeah, I was a student at Herculaneum High School. My senior class was 100 students, exactly 50 young men, 50 young women. And another classmate just a year behind me, he had a Triumph TR3 too, and we were great friends because we were part of the relay team at track, doing the quarter-mile relay and the half-mile relay. We've been lifelong friends. We just got to talk again recently. I drove 18 and a half miles one way to high school in a Triumph most mornings, and that was a great adventure on the different roads I had to travel, two-lane country roads, two-lane state highways, and a four-lane undivided U.S. Highway 6167. And I learned a lot. Because at the goal, my goal in my very mature 18-year-old brain was I was going to be a professional race car driver. Even though that did not happen, I learned a lot about driving automobiles at speed safely, which later on, when I was doing pursuit driving for a living as a private investigator doing pursuit driving, those skills came in quite handy to do things that were safe, shall we say, while driving at speed. I've been a big fan of British sports cars all my life. A lot of what goes on with the European vehicles, it has to do with taxes. Most Americans don't know that. If an engine in a European automobile has more than 2 liter capacity, the taxes get really, really expensive. As a consequence, almost all the vehicles that that regular people drive over there have an engine capacity of 2 liters or less. It's not well known or hardly known at all by most Americans. So they focus on smaller vehicles, lighter vehicles, and focus a lot on the engineering of these engines to get the maximum performance. Two liters is about 121 cubic inches. That's a very small engine by standards of the 50s and 60s and even today. So they focused on engineering to get the maximum performance out of a relatively small engine, which is how and why they did what they did. We do have open lines here. We got a break coming up. Top of the hour, we'll have Jeff Nyquist with us, and Jeff will be giving us updates on what's going on with Ukraine, what's going on with China, and related items. Based on the information I'm getting and discussions with my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, we're going to be focused, the two of us, on making sure our preparations are all squared away to be able to stay warm in the wintertime with the power grid out, to be able to grow our own food, to make sure our alternative power is all squared away. And there's a lot to it. We have most of the basic stuff done, but there's always room for improvement. We will be getting chickens and become the keeper caretakers of chickens here sometime in the not-too-distant future. And our garden, which includes a greenhouse, will be in the mix as well. I may become a dealer for greenhouses. We haven't looked into that. I looked into it more than a year ago at the time. The price of steel was so volatile that they couldn't even publish a printed catalog because the price on steel would be different before the ink was dry on the catalog. I believe the steel prices may have stabilized enough that maybe I could become a dealer for the greenhouses and help people get high-quality greenhouses delivered to their doorstep. It's a work in progress, as many things are. So, that's my plans. My plans are to improve what we have, to establish a good quality greenhouse. We already have a few fruit trees, some grapevines are growing, a couple of great places where we can have gravity feed irrigation of the greenhouse, which would help a lot, not having to put any further strain on the water pump. An area that gets a lot of sunshine. Where we can have a nice greenhouse with good quality soil and the gravity-fed irrigation. It's a lot of work, some money, and a lot of work, but we're up to it, and we got our team has enough manpower to get these kind of projects finished. And once these projects are finished, then we can go back to the more pedestrian day-to-day living things, and knowing that these foundational things are finished, in place, and ready for use, if and when necessary. Hopefully they won't be necessary. But the way the stars are aligning, it looks like they could very well be necessary. Some discussion at a meeting I was at recently about electric chainsaws. Apparently, they've got to the point where the farmers and ranchers are actually getting electric-powered, battery-powered chainsaws. That would be a big help, a massive help, for the following reason. Gasoline-powered chainsaws are maintenance nightmares. They really are. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Just got a few minutes here before the top of the hour. It's quite frankly a bit schizophrenic to both live what appears to be a normal life, having employment, social events, friends, family, church activities, and while at the same time preparing for the apocalypse. I've been doing it for decades. I think I have a fairly good balance. And that's what I encourage people to do. Now, if you think that throwing some camping gear, canned food, and the family into the minivan and heading off to the National Forest is a plan, all that is a plan for a disaster is all that is. No, that's all it is. Many people, they think the following. Well, once I have a date, and that would be a date for events of Planet X kicking in, a date for World War III to start, then I'll leave my comfortable urban suburban life and go to the Ozarks and get my acreage and start my hobby farm. That's not a plan either. And what I've noticed, and I've been doing this for many years, people looking for a date for an event to take place, when this comes up with Planet X discussions all the time. John, when's it going to happen? I jokingly may respond 3 p.m. tomorrow. The people searching for a date are the ones who are not prepared. That's why they're looking for a date. They believe that once they have a date, then they will start making their plans to start doing something serious. So if you're one of those people looking for a date for when World War III might begin, before when Planet X events would kick in, you're on the wrong side of the equation. You really are. I know there's sacrifice involved. I know there's expense involved. There's hardship. All those things. Of course there is. But moving forward now, as opposed to waiting until it's too late, as I frequently say, it's better to be a year too soon than a microsecond too late. It truly is. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of what sacrifice you're willing to make to protect the innocent people in your family, those too young, those too old to take care of themselves. That's your decision, not mine. That's your decision, whether you're willing to make that sacrifice and move forward. I hope you are. I really do hope you are. Once again, my archives are now posted at Republic Broadcasting, YouTube, Brighteon, BitChute, Rumble, and Facebook. I'm going to note to my 5,000 Facebook viewers this morning about that so they can be aware of it, because I just became aware of it myself. This is a work in progress. We have so much going on with my show and my archives, my website, and so forth. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun redoing everything since my webmaster passed away 3 weeks ago. It's been a challenge, but we're up to the challenge, and looking forward to meeting those challenges. Here's our break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.